mission for building the TOVP temple. And along with the Padukas, the Satari, also the Padukas of Nrisimhadev Bhagwan, and they are very intimate, the head pujari of Sridhar Mayapur, Janani Vas Prabhu. So, tomorrow, the Padukas and the team, we all go back to Sridhar Mayapur. The entire trip took exactly 4 months. We did our first presentation on the 13th of March. They arrived on the 10th, and our flight is back to Mayapur on the 10th from New York City. So in the 4 months of rigorous travels, Lord Nityananda Paduka and Janani Vas Prabhu, they visited 45 temples all over North America, 45 cities. We made 45 major presentations and visited 450 homes. That's how many homes in 120 days we averaged out. We were just in Seattle on the weekend, and on Saturday and Sunday we visited 29 homes. That's how they were, just morning to night. The home, the devotees were inviting the Padukas, and we just were obliged to go because they were so sincere in their asking and so enthusiastic in having their lordships come to their home. So like this, Lord Nityananda personally has come to America to commemorate the 50 wonderful years of devotional service of his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, who also came by himself alone with an enormous task of converting the Western culture, Nirvishesa Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. He actually liberated, by his endeavors and bhakti and his kripa, Srila Prabhupada, this Nirvishesa Shunyavadi world of the West. And not only that, come Prabhuji, the same Westerners influenced by Nirvishesa and Shunyavad philosophy became such elevated Vaishnavas that, being representative of Srila Prabhupada, they went all over the world, and they have in turn liberated so many living entities, human beings. So to commemorate and celebrate this wonderful seva of his pure devotee, of his senapati, bhakta, as it is mentioned in the scriptures, the senapati bhakta will come, devotee will come to do the task of Mahaprabhu. And so Nityananda Prabhu, he personally visited the homes and the temples and the congregation, giving his mercy, celebrating the works of Srila Prabhupada and all of you, the followers of Srila Prabhupada. At the same time, the Padukas of Lord Nityananda have inspired so many devotees simply by hearing once again from us the significance of the TOVP project, the building aspect of it, the quotations from the Shastra. Devotees all over, wherever we made presentations, they were all so inspired that in the last 4 months, we collected $16.5 million. Even children, we have more than 3,000 children in our presentation that lined up and signed up for 1 square foot or 2 square feet, $150, $300, that they would give from their piggy bank, their savings, or from their future earnings. But the fact that devotees from all walks of life were coming forward to participate, to serve Srila Prabhupada in his wonderful mission of building this temple, that was the payoff that we as team members received every evening watching the great, deep, overwhelming emotions of the Vaishnavas and family members of Srila Prabhupada. Alachua Temple, one thing we noticed also, that the Padukas were as though they were conscious, and they were taking us to so many temples and small congregations that we had never planned. It wasn't in our itinerary, but somehow or the other we arrived there. And then we noticed how much bhava these small group of devotees in some little town had for Srila Prabhupada and the philosophy and the Sankirtan movement and chanting. And then it was evident to us that it is the bhava of these devotees that has attracted the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, to their lives, to their homes, to give them blessings and darshan. So, like Prabhupada Ji always used to say, our ISKCON society is built on enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the manifestation of that bhava that a devotee has, the purity and the simplicity with which he desires the mercy and association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this was again a very big payoff for us. Again and again we were noticing, and we also noticed the other side of the coin. So many times rich people, very rich people in the congregations of different temples were also invited to come and hear and listen to the presentation that we had about TOVP temple. And again, without any mistake, it was the same conclusion. The devotees assembled who heard our presentation for an hour, hour and a half, we got 100% participation, except for those who had money, had no understanding or bhava for neither Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nor Srila Prabhupada. They never participated, not even with $1. So this temple of the TOVP, which is a presentation from the entire ISKCON movement, individually and collectively, to Srila Prabhupada, as our Guru Dakshina to him, is coming from the devotees of ISKCON. This money that we are collecting, that is building the temple, is coming from ISKCON devotees and very close well-wishers of ISKCON. This temple was the first temple to invite Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and many of you remember the evening when we made our first presentation, reluctantly, very nervous, not knowing what the outcome of our presentation is going to be here in Alachua. Also, very well understanding the financial abilities of the individual members of the congregation. But an overwhelming response of $950,000 came from here, right here, this community. And that gave us so much confidence that, oh, such money can be collected from Alachua, then definitely others can give. And we proudly want to tell you that we challenged other communities. When they were slow in making their pledges, when they were reluctant, we mentioned your community. We said, Alachua devotees can do so much, shame on you if you hold back. And immediately devotees were writing and they were pledging. So not only the emotions and bhavana and the conviction that you showed, your sacrifice actually went with us throughout the entire 4 months of the tour. You were with us, present, building up our emotions, giving us so much faith that yes, good money can be collected, every devotee can make tremendous sacrifice for Srila Prabhupada. It's a very, very special temple that Srila Prabhupada will receive from all of us in the greatest gratitude. Because Srila Prabhupada in 1972, he folded his hands in front of his own disciples and he asked for this temple. He said, please, you help me, you boys and girls, because I want to offer this temple personally to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, again, after a very successful tour, in 4 months, Jnanivas Prabhu, 72 years of age, never fell sick anywhere. We all did, but he didn't. We were able to make presentations every evening. Everywhere there was a tremendous amount of cooperation from the devotees. They greeted us. They were very enthusiastic. Some places devotees did so much as to come in groups of 25, 30 of them and come right inside the airport and do kirtan and receive the padukas like Srila Prabhupada used to be received at the airports. And everybody was watching. Who are these people singing and chanting loudly with mridangas and kartals inside the airport, right where the baggage claim was? So, this evening, we have assembled here to again honor Lord Nityananda Prabhu for sending his mercy in the form of his own padukas, and Lord Nrisingadev for sending his satari, his parshad, all the way to the western country, which is so far away from Sridham, Mayapur, and to tour, give blessings, and also the greatest blessing that the padukas have given us is in the form of asking for seva, encouraging us to do seva and thereby connecting us directly with Sridham, Mayapur. Our Jnanivas Prabhu's coming to America is also as rare and significant as the padukas coming. As all of you know, Jnanivas Prabhu is a dedicated pujari and servant and a devotee of Sridham, Mayapur, and the deities of Mayapur. Never ever does he ever desire to go anywhere other than remain in Sridham, Mayapur. And yet, very kindly and graciously, he has come to fulfill the task of building this temple, made this great sacrifice of his separation from the deities Radha Madhava, Panchatattva, Narasimhadev. We do not know if Jnanivas Prabhu will again ever want to come back so far away from Sridham, Mayapur. So he is here. I would request Jnanivas Prabhu also speak a few words of blessings, and on behalf of our team and the padukas, the participation that all of you have shown, the love and gratitude that all of you have shown to our Guru and Acharya Srila Prabhupada, to Sridham Mayapur, and truly shown to the world the symptoms of a true Vaishnava by the way all of you have come forward throughout America. You will be exemplary for the rest of the world, as America always has been the leading yatra in spreading the Vaishnava consciousness, spreading the Sankirtan movement. For a while, certain yatras were challenging the bhakti and devotion and dedication of the America yatra. But with what and how you have performed in the last 4 months, again, I can proudly go and announce anywhere and everywhere in the world that American devotees are still the number one devotees of Srila Prabhupada. So Jnanivas Prabhu, Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakayo Chakshuran Munitandi Mitajmaya Shri Krishna. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Rama Rama. So thank you again for the reception, second reception, and sending us off on our tour with a lot of enthusiasm and receiving us again with a lot of enthusiasm. So it's been very, very successful tour. The point was to raise funds. I believe we were very successful. That project in Sridham, Mayapur It's costing $500,000 per month to keep the work going. So almost for 3 years, I guess. 16 million, that's 32 months we can, at least we have the funds to keep the project going, because if it stops, then it stops and everything gets, you have to pick up again, the workmen stop, they take all the machinery away, they got to bring it back, it's just, everything goes up in price when you're waiting, like we had in Shilipas Samadhi, the work stopped on the Samadhi, you remember, for about 6-7 years, long time. Nothing was happening until Ambarish Prabhu again kind of come and save the day. So anyway, we don't want that to happen. So by the indications of all the prophecies of Nityananda Prabhu that he gave to Jiva Goswami and the Navadvipdham Mahatmya and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had the vision of the temple. So all these predictions are all coming true right now, you know, about the bathing ghats and on the Ganga will be built again, the many houses will be built in Mayapur. You see now we have villages there, Gauranga Naga, Abhay Naga, Saraswati Naga, Goshalapara, Brihastapara. All these villages are popping up. See, there's all prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed by Nityananda Prabhu. So this is one of the main things that inspired me to come, was that if we can, the more we can collect, then the quicker we can build this temple. Everything is there, then the prediction, the ultimate prediction of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Biprakash, that from this temple, service to Lord Gauranga will spread all over the world. And mainly the Nama Seva, he has come to give Nama Seva. But all those different types of service we can give, which Srila Prabhupada described actually as a flood of love of Godhead will begin in Mayapur. So it's coming over like a flood of love of God. And we would like to think that when we were taking Nityananda's padukas, or they were taking us, it's, you know, like those water diviners, you have like a stick, a V-shaped stick, and it moves when the way there's water. So like we were holding on to the shoes and they were kind of taking us around, looking not for the water, but for nectar. But we were likening it to how Kapila Muni, after he instructed Devahuti, and he said he left and he went to the Himalayas. And then from the Himalayas, he traced the path of the Ganga down to the Bay of West Bengal. This is before the event of Ganga Devi in this material world. But Kapila Muni traced the path. When she comes, he had the path to come. So we were likening it to Nityananda's shoes. They were kind of leading us around. They were tracing the path to where this flood of love of God will come, and here was the first place they came to, and the last place, so you can expect a double flood will come. it's been very inspirational. I wasn't very enthusiastic to come for some reasons, was because I heard that all the temples are empty in America, there's no one there, nothing's going on. And I thought it was actually going to be like that, but it wasn't. Everywhere we went was full of devotees. Of course, we attended a lot of festivals also. But there was always service. The service was going on, and the community, especially the community devotees, are really enthusiastic. And all the devotees were, I thought it was great. it dispelled my illusion of, I don't know, maybe in the past it was like that sometimes, but anyway, what I saw was great. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote one letter to one Indian gentleman, and he was telling about the project in Mayapur. We're building 350 feet higher temple, and we're spending so much money, and he's given all these statistics, which is kind of overrated and over-exaggerated, but nowadays it's actually less. It's less even nowadays, more probably. But then he said to this gentleman that, after explaining, we got all the everything, money, land, permissions and things like that. he said, now, when Lord Chaitanya's desire is there, it will be taken up. So you see, ultimately it's up to the Lord's desire, not a blade of grass can move without his desire. So even we get the temple, even if we build the temple, still it's up to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that when it actually sweeps all over the world. But anyway, that's practical. We may not be able to give love of God all over the world, but we can build a temple. That's something practical. And when it's there, then that ultimate prediction can happen at any time. So that's why it's so important. It's what inspired me to come, one of the inspirations, to get this temple built quickly, so that any time the Lord can just give his sanction. And this is the Vaishnava's dream, when the whole world is chanting Hare Krishna. We have no other ambition. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the song Narad Muni Ajay Bina, that he is going through the universe, is chanting Radhika Ramana, Radhika Ramana. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and when the whole universe is chanting Hare Krishna, then the Vaishnava is satisfied. So we'll be satisfied to we'll be satisfied to deliver the world with it. And cause this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, causing everybody to be able to go back to Godhead. And then after that, we'll have the, the universal temple. We'll try for the universe and let the whole universe chant Hare Krishna. We've been given that facility. Okay, the world, we'll conquer the world with the holy name. Now we'll try for the whole universe. Anyway, it's been so nice traveling with all the devotees, meeting new devotees. Everyone we've seen, they have really nice service attitude. We're all full up from eating so much prasadam everywhere we go, so many times every day, every place. So it's a wonderful experience. And again, I thank you for hosting us again on our return, and hope that you will be there, if not next year, at least 2022 for the grand opening. So I see you all in Mayapur. Hare Krishna. Sri Prabhupada ki jai.
So thank you very much, Janani Vasprabhu. Now we will pack the shoes, and I would request the devotees that we can go and kirtan all the way to the car, so that we can see them off the property, and then we will take the padukas this evening to my house, and then tomorrow we leave for Orlando and then to India. So please pack the shoes and then we will go. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Mayapur Dham ki, Sri Nityananda Ram ki, Sri Narasingadev Bhagavan ki, Gaur Premanandi. So someone can lead kirtan.